The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It is pretty crazy that you need a license to drive, but if you want to have a kid, you just go for it. That's how I'm feeling this morning after reading a headline that former Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson is expecting his first baby with his girlfriend Elsie Hewitt. There's no word on how far along she is. They just posted on social media something along the lines of, "Well, everyone knows we've had sex now." Anybody else?
And that's very surprising for Pete Davidson. I didn't see that coming. Yeah, guy's having sex.
I think he's going to be a great dad.
Really?
I really, really do. And especially, I think he has a unique perspective because he lost his father at such a young age that he's going to want to give that kid everything and be there for that kid, that he's just going to end up being an exceptional father.
I really pull for that dude because you've seen him go through his younger periods where he's just completely off the rails. And he's been very vocal about trying to mature. You know, he's getting his tattoos taken, you know, having them removed. He said he looks in the mirror and he understands now, looking at those tattoos, he was just trying to hide himself from everybody. He's been addicted to drugs before and he's coming out of all that. And I'm with Kristen. I think the guy's pretty dang level-headed now. I think he's going to be a great dad also. I don't know if he's going to be a great husband or whatever they're going to do, but I think he's going to be a great dad.
It seems like a good season for him. Like he's, like you said, he's right at that point of maturity and going into like finding peace with himself. And I feel like when you do have a child, that's important. Where are you in your life? And I don't know him, but it seems like a good piece.
That's a good point. I mean, if you're willing to spend six figures on removing your tattoos and also going through all of that pain, I think that shows definite signs of growth. I think I just see photos like this from celebrities, and sometimes I wonder if they just feel like they've accomplished so much in their life that they're looking for any sort of like purpose, and some of that purpose can manifest as a child. Like, for example, these two haven't been publicly dating for very long. Like, they've been public since March of 2025. And so it just kind of makes you wonder, like, are you two prepared to do this together as a couple? Or is this something that maybe you guys did on a whim because you guys fell in love hard and fast? No pun intended. That's, no one has any comment on that?
No,
you're just
going
to stare at me?
No, I mean, I slightly disagree. I feel like he's 31, and whether this was planned or not planned, who's to say? That's only for them to know. But I feel like, yeah, at 31, even if you're not ready, the fact that a kid's coming, I think he's going to step up and I think he's going to do a great job.
And I think a lot of this does have to do with their partnership. I think you can go throughout your life immature and in one way. And we only see the public side of it also. But when the right woman comes along, I really do think it is not hard to make the transition.
All right. Well, Nicolas Cage is finally speaking out about something that has been not public knowledge for a while. So I guess he used to date Sarah Jessica Parker. This is one of those scenarios where I was like, I wasn't sentient when they dated. So when I find out that they dated, I'm like, oh my God, these two A-listers used to be a couple. Like, that's so interesting. Like, odd couples you would never pair together. So I guess they dated when they were doing a movie called Honeymoon in Vegas. And he is now revealing the reason their relationship didn't last is because he, and this is a direct quote from him, did not pass the mom test. He said, "I recall sitting down with her and her mother for dinner at the Russian Tea Room. I don't know if it was my blue Vanson leather motorcycle jacket, which I still have, or my sinusitis, but I didn't hear from her ever again." Isn't that crazy? You go out for one meal with the mom and your girlfriend and she just ghosts you?
Yeah, I think that's, I think that happens quite a bit. Like, a lot of people take a lot of credibility in what their parents say.
They have good relationships with them, yeah.
Yeah, and if mom's instinct is like, absolutely not, and points out why, I could see your daughter going, yeah. The one thing that fascinates me about this whole thing, and people in general, when you look at the people that they've dated, what do they have in common at all? So when you're looking at Matthew Broderick, right, Ferris Bueller, and Nicolas Cage, what is the commonality there?
Well, they're both actors. Yeah, I mean, maybe that's what SJP needs to, like, be able to connect with someone. You have to understand that actor's artistry mind. You have to be able to get on that same level. But Matthew Broderick, I feel like he did theater acting for a while as well, and that's where SJP got her start, too. So maybe that's how they got started. And Nicolas Cage is a very, like, serious actor, too. So maybe that's what gets SJP going.
I read this week that she almost immediately knew that when she was dating Ferris Bueller that that was it, man. Like, she knew as soon as they went out, this is going to be my guy.
Well, after the guy she dated, I mean, she was with Robert Downey Jr., and then she disclosed to Andy Cohen, man, I envy that dude because I know he and Sarah Jessica Parker are like really close friends. So of course she was going to disclose this information on Watch What Happens Live because, you know, they're doing press for And Just Like That. And she admitted that she dated Nicolas Cage, and then Nicolas Cage is coming out talking about their relationship. And I'm just like, man, how you always get the good stuff.
He's got that truth serum in those Bravo studios.
He does.
The Burt Show.
Could be a trap. Could be a trap. With some people, they are authentic when they say, you know what, my birthday's coming up, but I really don't want to do anything. But there are others that say that with the small idea that, yeah, I know I'm saying that, but I still hope they do something.
And then you throw in, you're supposed to respect your spouse and, you know, take what they say seriously. And I'm like, ugh, but do I know you better than yourself? And can I just ignore what you say and do what I want to do? Which is the problem I'm facing now with my husband. He has a birthday in August, and it's not like a big milestone birthday. And I do think that's an important detail. It's a regular birthday. And we've just been through the ringer lately. And I mean, I won't lie, like finances are also a little strapped because we're having to pay for a second house. We have a second house. We summer in our backyard in an RV because our house, I don't know, like literally went through the apocalypse. Our house belongs on Moa's Ark. Mo, you're going through a tough time. Our house needs to be on it too.
Oh, I understand.
So he looked at me. He's like, you know what? I don't really want to celebrate the birthday this year. Don't get me anything. Like, let's just skip it. You know, not skip it, but let's just not celebrate it. Mm-hmm. Don't get me anything. And inside I'm like, what? We need these little glimmers. We need these bright spots.
Are those two different things, by the way?
What?
Celebrating and buying him something. Are those two different things?
I mean, yes and no. I think for the context of this convo, he kind of means like, we're not going to go out to dinner. Let's not do anything big. Let's not spend a lot of money. Let's not acknowledge it at all. Okay. Right. So I think that's important. And he's very stressed out. I mean, his mother-in-law did pass and, you know, he's been really carrying a lot of the emotional burden for me as it was my mom and dealing with the house. And when we came back from the stuff with my mom and vacation and her passing and stuff, we found out our house had flooded and a couple ceilings, just a couple, had caved in. It's just been a lot, right? And I think this last thing with the house has really kind of beat him down a little bit because the end was in sight and now it's not. And so for me, I'm like, okay, well, I feel like I want to do something bright and give you a bright spot in your life and make you happy, but I also don't want to go against what you want. It's your birthday. And so I'm in this weird spot in like, do I go ahead and celebrate him and surprise him, or do I respect his wish knowing that he really probably could use a big pick-me-up and feeling good about himself and just letting everyone, you know, having everyone be like, hey, you're awesome. Let's celebrate you today.
So how long have you been on the show?
15 years.
15 years.
Just about. Ooh, so in January.
I think I remember in the beginning us giving you a hard time because you used to go to people's registries and you see what they wanted. They have told you, this is what I want for my special occasion. And you back then, and I'm not sure if you've changed your position on that, was like, you know what? None of that stuff really fits me very well. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go and get them what I think that they would like, right? This to me feels like it falls into the same category. He's telling you, I wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, but when people make those registries, they put like plastic pasta containers. And so I'm like, you're my best friend. You deserve more.
But it's what they want.
Well, I have adapted. Now okay. I buy them something off registry and something that I want to give them. So it's the best of both worlds. And I think that's what I'm facing, though, because sometimes you do know your friends and the people close to you. I mean, I'm talking like tier one best friends or your husband or your spouse better than they know themselves. But at the same time, I want to respect wishes. And if somebody tells you they want something, I feel like you should respect that. But it does put you in an awkward position. So I'm like, maybe I surprise him with not like a big party, but just a low-key family thing.
Yeah, so I went through this recently with my husband, but his was a milestone birthday. Did I listen to my husband when he said he didn't want to do anything? Abso-freaking-lutely not.
But you consistently do that.
Yeah, so he's used to that. Like, that's just basically, he says, no, I don't want to, and I'm like, too bad, we're gonna. Like, that's kind of like the dynamic that we have going on. But I went ahead and threw the big family thing, and then I also did a friend thing a couple months later so he could, you know, be loved on. So if it's not a milestone, but this was a milestone birthday, mm-hmm. right? So I feel like you guys do need glimmers. I think he might be, because of everything that's going on, you guys are in a unique situation. it's completely understandable that he's down in the dumps about everything that's going on, because it's a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like he needs this glimmer and you guys need this glimmer. I also firmly believe that children need to see their parents celebrating each other, that is a good example. So that's why I'm very adamant with Bart. It's not about that I want a gift. It can be something so small, but I want Jimmy to see you give me something, and I want Jimmy to see me give you something, because I think that's really important for kids to bear witness to.
Oh, hit him with that one. He can't argue with that.
Your kids need to see you celebrating your partner so you can establish what a healthy, loving relationship looks like. So use that excuse.
I will.
And I would still do something. I really would, because and your husband is also, like, you know, I've known you for like for 14 years now, and I've gotten to know him, and I'm not trying to say somebody doesn't know what's best for them or what they want, but he very much downplays, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like, yeah, a little, nothing over the top, not a big surprise birthday party, but I think a little something, absolutely.
All right, I got permission.
Well, I'll give you the other side of that.
Oh no.
Putting the mood down.
I'm always up. I'm in it. It's ironic because I have a birthday coming up in August, and it is a milestone birthday. And I just had this conversation with my lady, and I told her the same thing. I'm just not feeling it. I really don't. And it's not that I don't want to do anything, but she wants to do something grand. And she's been kind of hinting at that for a while now. And I kept telling her, I'll think of something, but it's closer, and I still feel the same. I don't want it. And it's not like I don't want to sit in depression or anything, but I just don't want to really do anything major. And knowing her and knowing me, I can already see how this is going to play out. She's going to do it anyway. Yeah. I'm not going to be in the best place, and then she's going to be mad at me for that. that's the way this is going to go. But when I say it, I mean it. And I wouldn't be mad if she did something anyway, but I feel like it would put a lot of pressure on me to show up in a way that I'm not certain I can right now.
Mm.
And that's why it would be tough.
All right, legit, let me ask you this then. Mm-hmm. If she just planned like a nice dinner with just your family, whom you're really close to, like, would you still feel the same way about that? Like, would you still be like, yeah, I'm not even down for that. I just don't want any of it. Or would you be like, okay, that's a happy medium. It's my fam. I get it. It's my inner circle.
Nah, close-knit family, few people celebrating me. That's hard to be mad at. Yeah, okay. I would understand that, and I would respect it.
All right.
Yeah, I think kind of like with Mo's situation, I would look at the why of why he's saying he doesn't want to be celebrated in a certain way. And maybe you just avoid anything that would trigger that deep down why. Maybe he's just not in a place where he can show up at a big party and be happy and in a good mood. So if you think there's a way for him to be celebrated that isn't going to poke those little insecurities or maybe those things he's not ready to handle right now, I say go ahead and celebrate him, but just be mindful, be demure, be respectful of it.
Got it. Blowout party at the RV.
It's happening, people.
The Burt Show.
I have been in this situation before, and I'm wondering if you guys have also, where you have literally had to sort of remove yourself from a group of people that just live a different kind of lifestyle you guys do, and financially you just can't keep up. Like, there's so much pressure. You get the invitation, and you know there's so much that goes along with it. You're going to have to wear a certain thing to be accepted by them, or they're going to want to go somewhere that's going to cost you thousands of dollars. And you're just like, every time I hang out with these people, I'm going into debt. And now I got excommunicated from that group for different reasons, but it was welcome.
Like, thanks for doing my dirty work for me. I appreciate it.
Have you guys ever been part of that?
No, because I feel like I'm still in my 20s, and most people in their 20s are still kind of in a similar tax bracket. Now, I've definitely been in situations where you'll be put in a scenario, and I feel like every girl specifically can relate to this when it comes to a girls trip, and people start throwing out like ideas like, oh my God, wouldn't it be so fun if we went to Cabo for the weekend? And you're like, yeah, but I wasn't planning on spending $5,000. Like, can I afford it? Maybe. But I don't really want to.
This family was next level rich, like private jet rich. And so it was like, okay, let's see what this lifestyle is all about.
You need to suck it up, sir, because you never ditch a friend that's got a jet. You find a way to hang.
I did. But, you know, the first time it was like, okay, this is really, really cool. I'll take the hit because we're going to like this nice island and stuff. I'll get the hit. But that was the lifestyle all the time. And I'm like, that's one and done for me, man.
I try to hang out with people who have less than me. It's good for my confidence.
I think that's smart. All right, so today's follow-up Thursday, and this is what this deal is all about. She wanted to dump her friend because it was just costing her too much, right?
So this is back from July in 2023, and our listener reached out to us seeking advice on how to, quote-unquote, break up with a friend who's financially incompatible. Her friend made up to six figures, while our listener barely gets by. She was upset by her friend always planned expensive outings, high-end restaurants, five-star resort birthday weekends, and expected everyone to split cost. Well, our listener was going into debt trying to keep up and has started making excuses to avoid expensive activities. She was hesitant about having an awkward money conversation with a friend, but we insisted she be upfront with her. If this woman were a real friend, she would understand, and you can be honest. So how did that conversation end up going?
All right, so before Abby reads the update, put yourself in this situation. I'd love to know what you would do. So you are the wealthy friend, right? Now, for everyday weekends, like hangs, whatever, like just like normal stuff, I get making sure everybody's comfortable. But if it's your birthday mm-hmm. and you're planning mm-hmm. something for your birthday, are you obligated to, like, for lack of a better word, dumb down your birthday or make your birthday cheaper for your friends to participate? Or is it your birthday and you should go as big as you want to? If they can come, great. If not, that's okay. You understand. You're not going to be mad at them, but you're also not going to compromise the how expensive your birthday is.
It's your birthday, but I also think you have a responsibility that if you want to spend it a certain way, then you either have to pony up the cash or you need to figure out something that all your friends can do. Now, I mean, if it's not important to you that all your friends are there, that's a completely different story, but I don't understand why you would want to spend your birthday with one other person.
Yeah, I think it's for me, it's not a responsibility. It's a want. Like, I wouldn't want to put that kind of pressure on some of my friends, and it's important for me to have them there. And in order to do that, then I would have to do something less expensive. And that doesn't even feel like a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And if I had the money to do what I really want, then we can do one celebration with them that they can afford. And I can go and do my own thing if I had that kind of money.
Yeah, I agree. I think you have to be realistic. You want quality or you want quantity. If you want all your people there, then you might have to dumb it down a little bit. And if you're okay with the people not being able to make it, if they can't, then go for quality. But you can't have both.
Yeah. Let me give this obvious advice also. As the oldest guy, the statesman on the show, that as I get older, I have certainly realized that quality is way more important than quantity. For and it's not sure. even close. Yes.
All right, the update says, "Hi, Brit Show team. Since it's been a couple of years, I first of all want to let you know that I am no longer in such dire straits financially. Back when I first emailed, you advised me to let the friendship fade. That wasn't an option for me because even though it was only one rich friend bleeding me dry, she was just one person in my tight-knit friend group. I wasn't ready to lose all of them. So I talked to her about it. I asked her to grab lunch with me, and of course, she picked the bougiest brunch place possible. I said yes, thinking I might as well, since it would probably be the last time I would eat out in such fancy style for at least a little while. I still remember how tiny the portions were. Like, do rich people not like to eat? So we chatted and caught up over small plates and eventually got the courage to be honest with her. I didn't single her out. I just told her that I was having trouble keeping up with everyone else. I was frank about my paycheck to paycheck status and how all of our plans were too much for me. She was really receptive and apologetic. She told me she hadn't considered that at all and didn't want me to feel stressed when we hung out. She said she would be more open-minded in planning with hearing other ideas and keeping budgets in mind. Well, that lasted probably about 3 weeks. We had some cheap girls' nights at reasonably priced locations, and then the expensive restaurant reservations started rolling in again. She wanted to go club hopping and buy bottles. She sent links for us to buy matching and expensive custom accessories for our friend's birthday. She started planning us an Airbnb staycation in the city just because it had a pool. Finally, it was enough. I texted in the group chat and told everyone I wasn't going to be able to spend upwards of $250 to stay 5 miles down the road on a random weekend for a pool. I was pretty heated. I accused her of being inconsiderate and trying to embarrass me. She hit me back with a message saying she wasn't going to put her life on hold just because our funds didn't match. I left the group chat. Our other friends tried to mend fences, and after a couple of months, it got a little better. I was still invited to all the bougie places. I just RSVP'd yes when I had the budget and actually felt like I wanted to go. Between you and me, her comment really hurt my ego. So I started looking for a new job very quickly.
Oh,
I found something great after a few months of looking and suddenly had expendable income. Nowadays, I don't always join her on her expensive excursions, but I can if I want to without much stress. We are all good, but I'm not sure we'll ever be as close as we were. At least now I can cry into my dollar bills. Thanks so much.
What's your take on that, Kristen?
No, I mean, I think they handled it the best way they could. I'm proud that she spoke up for herself, and I feel like she needed to, because it, you know, she needed to, and because her friend was oblivious in the beginning, so she made her friend aware, and then she tried to, you know, make it work, and then of course you're gonna go back to living the way you want to live. I feel like there could have been a better middle ground. I hate that they had to have a little bit of a fallout, but sometimes it's good for friends. Sometimes you have to have that like heated head to head, and then you can find the middle ground where everything's gonna work. And oddly enough, she turned her hater into her motivator because she got a better job with better pay.
The Burt Show.
I am no quitter, okay? I have proven time and time again when I come in here. And normally in our post-show meetings, we brainstorm ideas, we come up with ideas, and then we troubleshoot them and try to figure out what's the best way to do it or if we should do it at all. And when I veer off on my own and I come in here, I'm like, you know what? I don't want any meetings anymore. I don't want to go. I don't want to go through Cumulus Legal on all that. I've got an idea, guys. Here it is.
That's the most dangerous phrase known to man. Bert Weiss proclaiming, I have an idea.
A light bulb nobody asked for.
And here's another.
At this point, corporate's going to have some ideas, and it doesn't involve us.
This one, I believe that I have thought through enough that it is trouble-free.
So what you're saying right now, you are going to present said idea, and then we can turn it into Swiss cheese and poke as many holes in it as we want.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't think you're going to be surprised by it. And again, this is, you know, the first time I tried this when we came in here a couple of weeks ago was the celebrity challenge that went sideways. Then there was the Jacksons sneaking into different events in Atlanta while successful behind the scenes was a nightmare. And now there's this. And we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, and I want to bring it back. Rate me.
Oh, the hot or not thing?
Hot or not. Okay. So years ago, we did this. And it came up a couple of weeks ago because I think we got an email from somebody that was saying that she was at odds with a friend because she was swiping on dudes that were out of her league.
It was Cassie's Am I the A-Hole?
Okay.
Yeah, so her friend was swiping on dudes, out of her league, and was complaining that she's never in a relationship. So her friend finally told her, yo, these dudes are out of your league. These ones being shown to you are in your league. Unfortunately, you think they're ugly. And her friend got upset because she basically called her ugly.
Now, if we're using common sense here, leagues are stupid. This is all about aesthetics anyway. What one person brings to the table aesthetically might be way more than somebody else, but the other person in the relationship is bringing in other things that balances all out. So this is strictly based on physical and aesthetics, which is what really the dating apps are all about.
I mean, essentially, you're just like on Amazon Prime trying to look for your solid 6.5, or at least that's what I'm looking for.
Now, we did this a long time ago, but there's no way to do it the same way we did because times have just changed, right? Before, we had people send in their pictures. The Burt Show, off the air, would look at a picture and we would all put together a roaming average, and then we would post the picture in what we believed was your number house up online, right?
Yeah, we called it What's Your League, and we put them in their numerical league.
Right.
I remember sitting in our old studio with the entire Burt Show staff.
Like everyone.
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody on air, everybody behind the scenes, sitting there looking up at the TV screen as pictures of our listeners who subjected themselves.
Yes.
They gave consent. And we all sat there and rated them and then came up with averages. And the leagues... They weren't received well, man. People
don't say.
People were not happy. Like, granted, they subjected themselves to this, right? But some of the people that we chose leagues for, they felt like they deserved a higher league. They were quite perturbed.
Well, you know, and again, I'm going to make the same offer. Would I submit my picture for something like this? No, Absolutely not. And I remember back then also when we were rating people and they weren't happy with us, they'd shoot off an email to us going, well, you're a four.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't ask for that. You asked for it, right?
I know you are, but what am I?
And then, so we posted their picture up online also, and then we started brainstorming like an event to do, which we poo-pooed, which would have really been pretty funny.
Yeah, we were going to have an event at some kind of venue that had multiple rooms. And if you were a nine, you could mingle with the others, not other nines. But you, if you were 8, 7, or 6, you were not allowed in the nine room and so on. And the rule was you had to mingle in your room or a room of lesser value.
That's hilarious. That's
funny. Now again,
but again, we didn't do that because people, once we rated people and put them in their leagues, it was very apparent they were not coming to the party.
So I think it had to evolve into something very different in 2025. There's just no way to do that now.
This was a solid almost 15 years ago.
Yeah, it was 15 years ago, and there just wasn't the same kind of vitriol. I don't think online as there is now. Mm-hmm. The embarrassment, but people were willing to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were willing to send in their pictures. We were posting it, so I can imagine.
Abby, we were floored. I mean, we got flooded. People were like clamoring to be rated. It
really?
Was
oh, yeah.
Yes.
It still happened.
It wasn't like we
now.
Got a handful. We got a ton of entries.
I went online the last couple of days to see whatever happened. Was it called Hot or Not or something like that? That was the app. Are people still doing this? And there are threads on Reddit where people are still doing this. They post their picture and they ask, rate me. And the comments are just, it's too much.
Nasty.
It's just absolutely too mean.
And it's taken over a different, I just did a trend that had been going viral on TikTok. It's like people posting themselves without filters and being like, how old do you think I am? I just did it because I was like, I'm curious. I want to know how old you think I am. So my point is like.
You did it?
Yeah, I just posted it to my Instagram and TikTok.
Why would you do that?
What's the consensus?
Because can it get worse? Can my life get worse?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Mid-30s. Which is fine. I mean, that's younger than I am, but I don't mind being told I look a few years older either. But people like just, there is, when it comes to yourself, there is this weird drive to figure out how other people perceive you. And that's what it really is.
Well, here's my problem with that is when you put it on Instagram, if people just gave you a number and that was it, I'd be cool with that. But people have to insult you, right? They have to add to it. And that's the stuff that really, really hurts. So here's the thing. If you want to know what league, what your number is perceived by other people, and again, I would not do this. I would not send it in. But if you want to know, I think I have 2025 proofed it, okay? Thought about this quite a bit. Here would be the rules of engagement. Here's where you guys can slice and dice it.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, and believe you me, I spent like a good 6-7 minutes on this.
I can imagine. That's higher than your normal average.
Yes, it is.
About 6 minutes higher.
And we've all seen the results of those, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So this one I put 6 times more effort into than thinking about Jackson sneaking into different events. 6 times.
Okay.
All right. So first, a listener would email us, guy, girl, you would email us your picture to producer@thebirdshow.com. All right. We get the picture. We will not post the picture at any point at all. Not on our Facebook page, not on our website at all. Okay. Listener calls up. All right. That we have the picture in front of. And before we even get them on the air, they tell our phone screener what they think they are.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
How are you making this worse?
It's not worse yet. You haven't heard the whole idea.
Okay, you haven't
heard the whole idea.
I don't know that we need to.
Right. That was out the gate.
If we vote you a 5 or lower, you get an automatic makeover.
And again, we are not forcing you to send an email or a picture. If you want to go through it, this would be the route. You send the picture, and then you tell the phone screener what you think you are. Then we all take a look at the picture, and we rate it, but we never verbally say what we are rating. We put it down on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
We quickly give it to Tommy, and Tommy gives the average of the Burt Show. So it's not like Mo has to go, I think you're a 5, and Kristen goes, I think you're a 9, or whatever, right? So we all put it in, and then we give the listener what we believe our cumulative average rating is. And then we find out what the listener thinks he or she was after we give them the rating. So there's nothing online. We never reveal who this person is. The picture never goes up online. We can voice disguise them when they come on so they don't get made fun of by friends or family or coworkers or anything like that. That was it.
Okay, so this is obviously an audio medium, but it's becoming more visual. When we get the picture, are we obligated to describe said picture on the air for listeners? I'm trying to think from the mm-hmm. listener's perspective, yeah. what's going to make this entertaining?
I think so because, I mean, if we get a picture and it's a girl with a blonde pixie cut, I mm-hmm. think if we say that, there are a million women in okay. the city with a blonde pixie cut. So we wouldn't give so many like determining characteristics that her friends might not know. Okay. And again, she would be on the voice disguiser or he. Guys are very vain also and they want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be completely anonymous.
And instead of calling it what's your league, we could kind of stay in theme with, you know, something we're doing now. And we could do it for 100 days and we could call it 100 days of Uggos go round.
This is what I was trying to avoid.
Hey, Tommy's the problem now.
Bert worked on this bit for 6 or 7 minutes and you worked on that joke for 6 or 7 minutes.
The whole break he was over here working on it. Yeah.
Workshopping it.
All right. So we are protecting listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We are again mm-hmm. asking them to send in their pictures if they want honesty, because they may just not know. Like maybe they are striking out on Tinder or on Hinge or whatever, and they are reaching too high aesthetically. This has nothing to do with your personality.
Zero.
And what you are bringing to the table outside of aesthetics. This is superficial aesthetics, but it is also first impression.
I'm struggling with this because I don't know how we can make it funny without it also being mean. Like, I think if I'm thinking about this realistically, the entertainment factor is, I don't know, like us, it's like poking fun. Like I think I'm trying to think about it from a listener standpoint. Like, what are they going to find entertaining about this? Like, oh, there's a girl with blonde hair and she's got a pixie cut and you're a six. You know what I mean?
I think maybe the entertainment part might be comparing our number to what he or she gave in the very beginning.
I can see that. I don't know what this says to where I am in life, but I'm not that mad at it.
You don't have the energy to argue.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Well, I think if you're curious and you want to mm-hmm. know from people that don't really know you, uh-huh. we don't know anything about you except aesthetics.
We're doing people a service if they really want to know what league they feel like they belong in. And maybe they're having issues on the dating scene and they have been shooting too high and they need some outsiders to come in and be like, yeah, yo. Miss 8, you're not an 8, you're a 6.
Or a dude. Like dudes, I mean, I am encouraging you guys yeah. also. I don't want this to all be about the women, that's for sure.
So if we give them this vague number, like let's say blonde pixie girl is a 5 or whatever, does there need to be some kind of cumulative reason why she's a 5 that we also have to give her? Because I don't know if that's very helpful. Like, oh, you thought you were a 7, but you're a 5. And she goes, oh, I wasn't that far off. You know what I mean?
If they ask?
Yeah, I think that's...
Like, how do you make yourself go from a 5 to a 7?
How do we upgrade you?
How do we turn you from Uggo to your upgrade?
Well, you can give your doctor's name that did your nose. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, and it begins today.
Hey, listen, I rated myself. Nobody's a bigger hater of Abby Murphy than Abby Murphy.
I'm assuming this could go the other way also, which would be really interesting to me. I am wondering if most people rate themselves less than what other people see, because it's very hard to just rate yourself on aesthetics alone. What you're doing is, if you want to or not, you're putting all the internal junk that you have into the way that you think you look. So there might be a case where we are rating them higher than they see themselves, and it might be a positive thing.
Also, we could take it one step further with the dating app thing. Since none of the photos are going to be published or anything like that, we could be like, hey, if you're not getting matches on Tinder or whatever, send a photo of yourself, send a photo of a couple of the matches suggested to you, and we'll tell you if you're in the right league or not.
Oh.
Okay, that was complicated a little bit. Mm. Okay, all right.
I like that.
Because then it's helpful.
What is it possible, if we were going to try to honestly do this as something helpful, is there an expert that we could have on to say, this is what you need to do on your picture, on your profile picture?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we know Sarah Weatherington, who owns Own Boudoir. She's literally all about, she made me look fantastic in our photo shoot. She knows posing. Like, she could literally just be like, oh, you just need to angle your body like this. And then, bam, you're a bombshell.
Okay, let's try this over the next 24 hours just as an experiment. If anybody even is going to email, we may not get any emails and there's no bit whatsoever, but to be the first one to try this, we'll try it on tomorrow, see if it fits. If it's too mean, then we stop it. If it's helpful and entertaining, then we continue it. But if not, we'll just make the call tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
If we get any emails even.
I've set up a form. It's at thebirdshow.com.
What's that?
I already set up a form. You can enter at thebirdshow.com.
You're in the time that we started doing this, you've already set that up.
Well, I figured your bad idea was going to go live. So let me go ahead and get it ready. Yes.
All right. So in your form, what are you asking for? Just a picture? They don't even really even need to give a name, do they?
No, actually, they don't. I can make that optional. They don't need to give a name, though there are, you do need to confirm that it is yourself. You may not submit on behalf of someone else. I think that's pretty important.
Well, this kind of safeguards that also, because it's not like we are giving the name or even showing the picture to other people. So they can't submit somebody else's picture. It's not going to do you any good.
I mean, they can if they want, like they want to submit their ex and just have us rate their ex really, really low.
We'll know if they get excited to get in too.
That was not them.
Right. All right, so this isn't a direct email. This is it within form.
Yep, just go to thebirdshow.com and you can just fill everything out. It's really short.
All right, we'll only do one tomorrow if we even get a picture, but you can go to thebirdshow.com.
The Bird Show.